Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this October 19th, 2022, 10:33 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. here. I am joined by our friends from the Historic Point Boss. We have Mike Hittner with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, James, and everybody in Radio Land.
Always good to have you with us, sir. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
You.
And you brought a friend. Bonnie is with us.
Yes.
Bali Wulslegel?
You're right.
Wulslegel. Oh,
yep.
That's a beautiful name, Bonnie. I love that name. That's a good one. I like that.
Doesn't it just roll off the tongue?
It really does. Once you get it down, it's like Antetokounmpo, you know? It's fun to say. You got a great last name. Thank you so much for being here, you guys. How is everything going? How are you doing, Mike? How are things been?
Thank you. Good. And we have a lot of school groups. We got four this week, and I think there's two or three next week, and even the first week of November, I think there's two. So
very cool.
Lots of school groups. Yeah, I mean, a little bit more than we normally have in the fall, but we'll take them.
Bonnie, how have you been?
I am been just fine.
Good. Good to hear. We're here today to talk about put a spotlight on the Spirit Walk at Historic Point Boss. Literally one of my favorite events of the year with anything. Any group that comes in here, this is one of my favorite things to talk about, Mike. Let's jump right into it. What is the Spirit Walk, for those that may not know out there?
It's what we call haunted history. There's nobody grabbing you or scaring you like that. But they're telling stories, sometimes a little gruesome or whatever, about life of a person and what happened to them. And we're led around by candle lantern with a guide, and we have a tail guide, and usually about a dozen or so in a group, and then we go from building to building. And this year we're fortunate again to have community theater involved with Mike Edgren and Steve Martin, Mystique McComber, and Mike Barrett, amongst our many of our own people. We're happy to have them. They're always a lot of fun.
Edgren and Martin are two of the greatest actors I've ever worked with, like, period.
Yes.
Like, this whole professional, non-professional, no, they're two of the best I've ever been around.
Right.
Getting them in this every year is so much fun. It really is cool to have the theater actors doing this. But it's just, I think that as much credit as I want to give them as performers, it's something that the Historic Point Boss is kind of set up with the Spirit Walk, and with the material that they have, it makes it really fun for anybody, let alone you're a good actor or not. You can really get into this and have some fun with it.
Yeah, and Mike likes writing a lot, so he's always working on something new and some ideas, and so you never know what they're going to come up with, but they always come up with something great.
And this is, again, I love the wording, the haunted history. We're all fans of history around here. We love history and taking it in as much as we can. Having a fun way of getting that across to the community, to people, especially young people, can really, really grab them at a young age with it.
Right. And we have, Bonnie works usually at the gate most years, and we have everything from kids in strollers to senior citizens. So it just depends. And you know what? It's so well liked, James, that a lot of time people come back the second week because they like it so much, or they bring friends with them, or we've seen that very many times. So,
Is there anything that people should keep in mind if they haven't done this before? I know that dressing for the occasion is a good idea.
Right. It looks like great weather on the first Saturday, the 22nd. 64 so for a high. Dress for the occasion, and also, if somebody has a little problem with uneven surfaces, and certainly at Point Boss we have a lot of uneven surfaces, come early because you got a little bit of daylight for about the first 40 minutes or so, and then they'd be easier for them to get around.
I was talking to our Weather Eye people earlier, Paul Trombley, and I was asking Paul a very serious question. As we go forward now, is October just going to basically be the whole year of seasons? Like, I feel like we got winter, fall, spring, summer, all in just 1 month now. I think that's how it's going to be going forward.
We've had that snow, and in some years, at Spirit Walk, it's been 10 degrees. So, it just depends on when it is and what fronts are coming in. Luckily, there's only one person that's outside under a fly. The rest of the people are all in buildings. So if there's not heat there, at least there's a protection and shelter for them.
Are there going to be, is there refreshments or anything like that for people to keep?
We have hot apple cider. The cider is what we press at our harvest fair in September. And so we froze it, and now I just put it in the refrigerator yesterday to get the thawing process going. And we give away hot apple cider and a lot of camaraderie and talking. So, I think they'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I touched on it a little bit, and we have before in the past, Mike, when it comes to this event and other events, this is great for the whole community. There's no age that couldn't enjoy this. Right. But when we get young people at these events, we just have no idea what that sparks in them. And while I want you guys around for another 300-400 years, we know that we need young people to help keeping the historic Point Boss alive and keep this history alive. It's living history right in our just like 20 minutes away from here. It's an awesome thing to be able to offer.
And we've talked about it many times, James. A lot of times we think of history in Philadelphia or Boston or someplace like that, but it's right here. Our local history, local radio, local history is right here. And if we lose sight of that, we're in trouble.
There's the pride that a person can take in their neck of the woods, in their zip code, that kind of thing, you carry with you the rest of your life. And it's a confidence that you build up your own personal confidence from. I think a lot of us, if not all of us, start that way, where you build pride in your family, pride in your community, and it, you know, more and more it becomes your personal pride, and you have that confidence to go on into the world and take it on. Maybe a take on a field that nobody else has sometimes. It all starts right there. So the idea of taking your kids to these events, they're fun. I don't want to make light of them or anything. It's a great time. It has that added layer to it as well, as you just don't know what that can spark in a young person.
It's one of our most enjoyable events for us participants or guides or whatever. I know Bonnie usually goes out maybe in one of the last groups after she's selling tickets and kind of checks out what everybody's doing, because it's a lot of fun, and so we just enjoy it immensely. I mean, sure, it's a fundraising event and we do make some money on it, but it's mostly because it's fun, fun.
It goes from 6 to 8:30
is the last group that goes out.
And again, as Mike was mentioning, it's two dates, Saturday, October 22nd and Saturday, October 29th. So you can take these in either day. Again, you know, dress warm and everything, but get ready to have a good time as well, especially if you haven't done this before.
Right.
I'm curious about one thing, and Bonnie, I want to get to you in a second here. I'm sorry if you're just sitting there I'm sitting here rambling. I don't mean to waste your time. But I do want to ask Mike, because we've been doing this a while now, you and I meeting and talking about this, but I don't think I've ever gotten a chance to ask, like, how much it's changed from the beginning to now, how much it's grown, this event, or has it?
Well, it certainly has.
Yeah. Last year was a super year.
Yeah.
We had over 200 both nights.
Wow. Wow, that is great. See if I didn't know that. Oh, that's awesome.
And see if they're in groups of 12, James. You can figure out how many groups go through.
Yeah. Because I'm horrible at math, I'm not going to do that to my brain, but I hear you. Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. That is really cool. Thank you for sharing that, Bonnie.
The weather was perfect last year, which helps.
Yeah, and when we look at that 200 individuals in about 12 groups, that's like 18 groups going around. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there. Sometimes because of logistics or maybe different family members are coming or related, you know, sort of thing, we put together a little larger group. We don't like to do it too much, but we want these people to go together through. So sometimes that happens also.
It's wonderful to hear, and because what I was thinking when I asked it, and I should have been more specific, I'm wondering how the event itself has grown over the years. But you guys telling me that about the people, I'm actually more encouraged. I love hearing that. That's really cool to hear. That's great.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we thought about maybe expanding it to a third day or maybe a Sunday or something like that. But there's a lot of people involved, and their schedules don't always line up. So I think we'll just go with the last two Saturdays of October. Sometimes we think we'd like to do an extra one or something. But it's just hard logistically to get all those people together again and in the same place. So that's the big thing. Because probably on our side, between ghosts and people that work on the walk, the guides and the tail guides and the people at the tickets and the people that prepare the hot apple cider and everything else, we probably got, 40 or so individuals involved. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people to coordinate to get them all on that same days.
The fact that we have two dates of this, I think, is incredible. That's awesome in general. And again, it's a nonprofit. It's a bit, you know, I mean, all those people Mike just mentioned, so many of them are volunteers. And we'll come back to that before we wrap up today. But it is another thing to keep in mind of hey, they pull off these two of these. Like, that's pretty darn cool. Right. That is really great. Right.
And when you look at the price, it's $5 for adults and $2 for students. Holy cow, you can't hardly find anything like that. You see a lot of these Halloween.
You can't go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
No.
You go to a lot of these Halloween events, and they're very good and everything like that. But a lot of these events, because they are fundraisers, a lot of times it's $10 or $15 for one person to come. And we try to make this family friendly.
The Spirit Walk at Historic Point Boss going on Saturday, October 22nd and October 29th from 6 to 8:30. You can find out more by going to, historicpointboss.com. That's all one word, historicpointboss.com. Going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and we'll put Bonnie to work. We'll make her work when we come back. We'll come back, we'll have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 10:45 on the clock, and we're speaking with our friends from the Historic Point Boss. We have Mike and Bonnie here with us, and we're talking about the Spirit Walk before. And Bonnie, I wanted to ask you about I believe your wheelhouse a bit is the Civil War era.
Right. Yeah.
And we had some fun information about that.
Well, Martha Wakely was the oldest Wakely daughter. Mm-hmm. She was born shortly after they got to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And this is her husband was writing letters to her while he was serving with the army in the Civil War, and she stored them in a tin can, and current family found them.
Wow.
And so they contacted us, and they're going to give them to us. Well, and the State Donate Historic them, yeah. Society has offered to restore them.
Wow.
Because, you know, 150 years later, they're a little brittle and
yeah.
But the letters, the handwriting is just gorgeous. There's no punctuation, and obviously he didn't differentiate between capital letters and lowercase. They're just intermittently used.
Yeah, Bonnie said that. On some of the letters, in order to understand what letter it was, like an R or a B, she'd go over them, and then she'd see that, well, that's definitely an R. Well, this must be an R, too, so that's the way you differentiate.
So,
is that the first thing when you get to look at these bodies, is that the first thing to hit you, the penmanship, that kind of thing?
You don't even have to try to read. It's just gorgeous to look at.
Yeah. It's a nice another history lesson in itself.
Oh, it
just
is,
the
yes.
letter, kind of the way that they wrote, the type of penmanship they used, all those things. That's really interesting. And then you get into the local ties of the Wakeleys and that, and that brings a little bit more of brings it home a little bit more too, I imagine.
And well, supposedly there are 100 letters.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And they're more than one page in some cases, so they're quite a few pages.
You mentioned that they can be preserved. I don't know much about that part of it, and I don't want to put you on the spot either.
But who
would they go to be preserved?
The State Historic Society said they would do it.
That's what I thought you said.
And somebody said that the local one would too, and we thought, well, if the state will. They're more experienced and probably have better equipment.
Sure, yeah. You know, and you mentioned, because we've got a great museum here in Rapids and everything, and we're great friends with, and I encourage people to check out, especially if you haven't been there in a while. I have not thought about this that much. Mike, do you guys get a chance, or do you find yourselves working with the state history people? Do you work with our local museum from time to time?
Well,
over the years?
For years, we've been a member of State Historical Society and some of their auxiliaries, and we have worked with them some, but I think this is a new approach and probably a greater participation with the State Historical Society. And Southwood County Historical Museum has done a lot of things for us, and they got a digitizing process that they can do and everything, so they've been very helpful. In fact, we went and approached them first when we got some of these copies of these letters.
Yeah. So, what is the next step with them after, like, as far as if they go over to the state historical place and everything, and will they come back here or will they stay there? Or they?
No, I understand they're going to come back to us. But
it sounded like.
I'm not certain.
And there is 100 of them, so maybe they keep some and some come here. That kind of thing. That's just interesting to hear.
And likewise, it might be just as good for them to keep it because they have the facility.
Yeah.
We don't have the right...
Yeah, we got to have the right humidity and all that sort of thing. We really don't have any of that type of facilities. Yeah. And I think, you know, if we donate them or the family donates them to the State Historical Society, they'll always actually belong to us or something.
Yeah.
It's just that they're on file at the State Historical Society, so we'll be able to get access to them whenever we want. And so I think that's the beauty of it, that we have the best of both worlds.
Now, somebody suggested we were out at the genealogy convention Saturday, and somebody suggested, are you going to print these in a book when you get them? And I thought, And so we thought, okay, we'd put the original letter and then the transcription down below.
Oh,
because it was taking two of us, you know, a half an hour to an hour to read one page.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because it really, in the scheme of time, it wasn't that long ago.
No.
I mean, it really, as far as time is concerned, was a blink of an eye ago. Yeah. But how much things change. It's, again, another one of those layers of the reasons of why the Historic Point Boss is such an integral part of our community and a part of our future as well.
Yeah.
These things are not they're fun to learn, and it's cool to see the differences in how things have evolved and changed. It's also very important for us, the farther we get along in society and things grow and evolve, that we have some appreciation of the things that paved the way for us to get here. Anybody who loves texting, well, these letters are early texting. That's what people did back then. That's how they texted. They sent letters to each other. It's cool to see these things, and as well as building the pride and the other layers that we've touched on as well.
Well, you know, with some students now in the last few years where they didn't even teach them cursive, is kind of, in some regards, though I think most of that is coming back now because of parents objecting that they weren't learning cursive.
Well, when they found out a kid can't sign a legal paper because they don't know how to write.
All they could do is print it. And so I think when you see this, the beauty of it's actually, to me, it looks like a work of art because it's so, you know, I don't know if it's Palmer method or what it is, but so beautiful, you know, like a lot of our teachers did back when we were in school in our earlier grades.
Yeah. Bonnie, is there anything about the letter that we haven't touched on that you think, are these letters that you think people would be interested in?
Well, some of it's just kind of interest. One letter. If you heard any rumor about me having an affair, it's not true.
Again, just like texting nowadays. Yep. I don't know whatever so-and-so is saying. It's not true. Yeah. That's funny. That's good. Good one, Bonnie. Nice.
So it's real down to earth and talking, writing like they would have done in those days and as we would do today, you know, say it isn't true or whatever.
And every letter starts out the same. My dearest Martha, I hope all is well with you and the kids. Mm. All is well with me. Mm. And then he goes into what he wants to say.
And Martha, as Bonnie was saying, was the first daughter, and she was born in December of 1837 when Mary Wakely was pregnant at the time when they came here in June. So that was their first daughter. They had two boys before that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a beautiful story, and it's really cool to hear these things of. It's also certainly they're long past and everything, but there's a part at first that feels almost intrusive, and once you get over that, then you can really enjoy the history and all those things and stuff. But I imagine though at first it probably feels a little like, oh, should I be reading this? And then we kind of get over that,
not really.
No,
I mean, he's just kind of telling what happened and what's going on.
That's good. That's cool.
And he doesn't get in too much into detail.
Yeah.
Well, face it, if I was in a battle, I don't want to write my wife and tell her what the battle was like.
Exactly.
Because she already has enough concerns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well said. And something I don't think we would think about right off the cuff, you know, but as you kind of dive into it a little bit more, like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's so cool. That is, I can't imagine how excited you guys must have been to get these and to see these and to dive into it, too.
Well, it's one of those things, James, that the father of shouldn't say younger people, they're probably a little older now, that gave it to us. He approached me about 15 years ago, and he was going to do this, and I think he lived in New Mexico or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear anything from him, and then all of a sudden, I think Tina or Paul or somebody made contact with the family, and all of a sudden it started to happen again. So we're real pleased that that's happening.
Yeah, and the latest is they're going to hand deliver them in this winter.
Mm. Wow. Probably
at Winterfeast, so that would be great.
I suggest we ought to invite them to Winterfeast.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. And a nice tie-in to that. Remind the audience that'll be coming up in a short amount of time. So make sure to mark your calendars for that. And want to remind everybody to mark your calendars for Spirit Walk. Before we get to that, Mike, in the last couple of minutes here, I did want to run something. Get your feedback on something. Because last Friday, we saw you over at Family Natural Foods for the remote that we got to do and celebrating 76 years of Family Natural Foods. And Katrina was telling us about what the building used to be, and you touched on this too a little bit of how it used to be an auto shop,
and gas station,
gas station, yes, and they where they could lift the vehicles up and this. And
that's
and,
why the high roof is in the part where you first come in there.
Yeah,
we just opened it up because it was there above the ceiling. So
I am also a sucker along with history for architecture, and so I thought that was really cool. But then Katrina told us about the boards that are. I'm sorry, how would I word that?
The beams that are up there.
The beams that are up.
Yeah,
there.
One is hand hewn and one is a mortise and tenon. They came from Historic Point Bottom. I think probably out of our old barn that we had there, and they're pretty well rotted, but structurally they can just be up there for looks, and so that's what we did is just got them from Historic Point Boss, and then we put lights on top of them to reflect back, so it looks like almost like a light. You know, in the
man,
in
is
the,
that good?
Yeah.
Always, I was because okay, this was my question: how they got them up there and those kind of parts. I didn't know that though. That's really smart. Yeah. That is really cool.
Yeah. Otherwise, they would have probably just rotted away because they weren't very good shape. We couldn't use them for anything structural. So they're held up there with some big lag screws and stuff, and it's safe, but they're just for looks more than anything. And I like it because one is hand hewn and one is mortise and tenon. They're two different methods that they used.
And I apologize if I'm prying or anything, but was it hard getting them up there? Did it take a lot of...
No, because they were somewhat, rotted a little bit.
Sure.
They were lighter than they normally would be. And they're pine, too, so the pine wasn't that heavy.
I love the building, the store itself. Just being there, I like, let alone all the products and people and the kids and stuff and everything are great. That knowing these little things like about it, I've been going there for almost 20 years, if not longer than that. I never knew that. I thought that was a cool part of that, and a nice tie-in to the Historic Point Boss and the Family Natural Foods. And
our lives are intertwined for 37 years.
Before we let you go, Mike, I did also want to mention that all these things we've been talking about and we do talk about all year with the Historic Point Boss are fantastic, and you guys do great work, but you can't do it alone. If there is anybody out there that's got a couple hours to kill or can donate, whether it's your time or dollars and cents, we greatly appreciate it. If people want to get in on volunteering or any of those things, Mike, what would be a good first step?
Well, just contact our website, and our webmaster will get the information to whoever. We just had some people contact us from Human Services that have some students that they mentor, and they can come down like for raking and different duties like that. And so we like to work with different groups and different people, and we're always open to that.
And it's one of those things where you get what you put in, you put into that place, and it will keep it around another 40, 50 years and stuff, and keep this going.
Well, and if they come out a couple of times, they get hooked.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, I bet.
we've hooked a few.
It's nice to warn them, though, Bonnie. Yeah. It's nice to...
warning.
Yeah. One more time, let's go over the Spirit Walk for everybody so they can get this bookmarked on their calendars.
It's Saturday, October 22nd from 6 till 8:30. The last group goes out at 8:30. And then following Saturday, October 29th from 6 to 8:30. And $5 for adults, $2 for students. And you're all welcome. Come on down and have a great time.
It's such a fun event, and whether you've gone to it every year or you've never checked it out, it's going to be fresh and fun and new to you. Cannot encourage you enough to check it out. Follow the Historic Point Boss and their website, historicpointboss.com. Be sure to do that. Mike, Bonnie, thank you so much for today. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks, James and WFHR. Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk again real soon. And I'll probably see you at the Spirit Walk, so we'll see you real soon. And stick around, everybody. We've got As Goes Wisconsin coming up. Be sure to check that out and be back tomorrow, where we are going to have the morning show is going to kick off with Mel and Seth and I. That'll be fun. And then on Morning Magazine, we'll get a Rome update from our friends at Visit Rome, and a part two, Jackie Carantini with UW Extension. All that coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.